Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, January 9th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, of course, the big news item today was Microsoft's patch Tuesday. As expected, we got 7 patches, 2 critical and 5 important. The first one is a print spooler vulnerability that's in so far interesting that it does allow remote code execution over the network. The print spooler process, of course, shouldn't be exposed to the internet, but it is usually exposed to the local network, and it is frequently enabled on clients as well. We did rate it as not applicable to clients here in our own client versus server rating, because the print spooler is usually associated with a server function, but I quite frequently run into printers that are shared on what you would consider a desktop or a client. Next, we have MS-13.2. This patch fixes a vulnerability in XML Core Services. XML Core Services on Windows is used to parse XML. Various software packages do use this library and are basically vulnerable here. Now, the most likely exploit route here is via Internet Explorer. JavaScript, for example, does use XML Core Services to parse XML in Internet Explorer. So that would probably be the most likely exploit route here. This patch I would consider probably the most critical among the patches that were released today. Then we have a cross-site scripting vulnerability in the System Center Operations Manager. Microsoft rates it's important, totally agree here. In order to exploit this, you have to get an administrator that's logged into the System Center Operations Manager to click on a malicious link. But if you manage to do that, then of course you could essentially execute commands as this administrators. MS-13.4 is a .NET elevation of privileges. We had similar vulnerabilities in the past. This can affect clients and servers. If you do have a .NET application installed on a server, it could potentially be vulnerable here too. Now, this is most likely again going to hit clients, however. MS-13.5, I think that's at least the 5th month in a row that we have kernel mode driver elevation of privilege vulnerabilities that are being patched. Same thing as before, these kernel mode drivers do run as system. So if they do have a bug, if they do have a vulnerability, then of course they can be used to elevate privileges. In this case, there is no sort of direct network path. For example, we had the true type font vulnerabilities that were sort of accessible over the network via Internet Explorer. In this case, it's really just a local elevation of privileges. MS-13.6, now that's again something that sounds familiar, SSL 3.0 and TLS security feature bypass. This sounds like yet another one of these beast and crime vulnerabilities that are being patched here. Not enough detail really to exactly say what is being patched. We had a number of patches for the SSL libraries on Windows that all, based on the description, essentially patch the same thing. And then finally, we do have MS-13.7. It patches a vulnerability in the Open Data Protocol, and this could cause a denial of service. Now, this affects the .NET framework, in particular IIS. I see this more as a server issue. If you have an IIS server that uses an application that parses Open Data Protocol data streams, then of course you may be subject to the denial of service vulnerability here. Only denial of service, of course, that always depends on whether or not this is a critical application to you. So, like I said before, the one that you absolutely want to patch quickly is the XML Core Services issue, MS-13.2. I rate this as the most important, most critical one. Aside from that, of course, the big missing patch here is something for the current and Explorer vulnerability. Microsoft has not patched this with any of the patches released today. And then, as usual for Patch Tuesday, we also have patches from Adobe. This time, a fix for Adobe Flash Player and Adobe Reader and Acrobat. So, two bulletins being released here. Bulletin 13.1 and 13.2. I don't remember seeing a Flash Player in the pre-announcement last week, but may have missed that. And then we also have a new version of Firefox, Firefox 18. Includes a number of security fixes, so you probably should apply it. And if you're running one of the more recent versions of Firefox, it will be applied automatically anyway. But well, we do have a couple other quick stories then patches. First of all, ABC News of all places has an interesting story about how images of tickets for concerts and such are being copied after being posted to social media websites. The critical feature here is the barcode on these tickets. With the barcode and by copying the barcode, an imposter is usually able to create a copy of the ticket that will pass the typical checks as you enter the venue. Most of the time these days, these barcodes are being scanned, so it has to be correct. It has to have the right information in order for the ticket to be recognized as valid. And then Yahoo, I mentioned, had a cross-site scripting vulnerability or may still have it. However, we do also receive a number of reports that Yahoo's webmail interface is having issue over the last 24 or so hours. That may be due to the effort to patch this cross-site scripting vulnerability, but we don't really have any insight to confirm this. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. We don't have our normal Patch Wednesday or Reboot Wednesday webcast due to a scheduling conflict. We didn't get this in this week. However, I'll try something new by releasing sort of an offline video cast. Big advantage will be that you don't need the buggy Illuminate Java client. So that should be live sometime tomorrow or Thursday, and I'll announce it on the Internet Storm Center website. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.